This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. This is Garrett Bampus reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Can you believe it's already spring in Boston? The Red Sox season is underway and Boston has begun its quest for another mind-blowing season to defend its World Series crown. Dying to feel a part of the action? Don't know where to start? There's only one place to get a share in what the wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. Betonline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred sports book online. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/SoxNews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at betonline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action and every play. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Yesterday was Marathon Monday, and the Baltimore Orioles ran all over the Boston Red Sox. Unlike the incredible finish between Lawrence Turano and Lisa DeCisa on Boylston Street that came down to the narrowest of margins, 2 seconds to be exact, Boston could barely manage a single run to counter the 8-run assault that the Orioles mounted. This is the same team that posted a 19-3 record against their divisional foes just last year. The same Red Sox team that outscored Baltimore 127-66. Oh, how the tides have turned. The Orioles entered Boston in 2019 with a chip on their shoulder. They had something to prove, that they weren't going to be kicked around anymore. It showed, as the two victories they walked away with this weekend were swift. Saturday afternoon, Baltimore posted 9 runs on the clearly tattered Red Sox pitching staff. To make matters worse, Rick Porcello did something no other pitcher has done this season so far. He gave up a hit to Chris Davis. Actually, he gave up 3 hits to Chris Davis. For a little background, the first baseman was combined 0-54 when he stepped up to the plate. Sunday's result was a step in the right direction as Xander Bogaerts literally carried Boston to a win with a 4 RBI day, and David Price looked like his old self, rolling through 7 scoreless innings. Then Monday came along and it all came crashing down. The designated bullpen day started off the way it was envisioned. 1 run permitted through 4 innings. Nothing to complain about there. Now fast forward a couple innings and the lead was just a little larger. Sure, the once explosive offense has disappeared, but a 7-run hole does not make for an easy comeback. Despite the city's playoff buzz from the Celtics and Bruins, the Red Sox still can't seem to get it together. Maybe a quality win from their colleagues will snap the team back to reality. And they're going to need it, especially during the two-game road trip against the Bronx Bombers. Just like the Orioles, the Yankees are on a revenge tour. For New York, it has to do more with the embarrassment they were handed in their home stadium. The 16-1 ambush in the ALDS was the worst postseason loss ever recorded for them. James Paxton and Chris Sale will kick off the 2-game series on the mound tomorrow. The first pitch is scheduled for 6:35. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs #1 in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at linkedin.com/garden and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/garden. Terms and conditions apply. Be sure to also follow CLNS Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampus for the Boston Red Sox news feed.